Philip Semper, PhD, certificate curator. Today's date is 05/19/2022. Dictation is for Giselle Rodriguez. Rodriguez spells R-O-D-R-I-G-U-E-Z. Giselle spells G-I-S-S-E-L-L-E. Date of birth is 10/10/2015. This is a 6-year-old child in the first switch removal period. Next paragraph. Patient is accompanied by mom and dad, who states that approximately 1 week ago she ran into a coffee table. She ran, fell into a coffee table, and was seen in the emergency room where she received sutures. He stated that child at the time of injury did not lose consciousness, was doing everything normal from then until now period. Next paragraph. Past medical history is none.
Oh no, next door. Okay.
Next paragraph, past surgical history, none. Next paragraph, social history, none. Next paragraph, family history is none. Next paragraph, medication, none. Next paragraph, allergies, none. Next paragraph, review of systems. All systems were reviewed and were negative, period. Next paragraph, face, suture is in good repair. The suture site, there's no secondary evidence of infection, no discharge, no bleeding, no tenderness to palpation. Next paragraph. Assessment and plan. Assessment number one is thought as opposed to facial laceration. Number two, suture removal. Next paragraph. Consent was given by parents verbally. Site was soaked with a normal saline, which was inundated on a 2x2, then placed on site to soften the area for easy removal. Next line. With a tweezer and a 11 blade, number two sutures were removed. Child tolerated procedure well. There were no complications, period. Next line, site was then covered with triple antibiotics. Mom and dad were reassured and advised to come back to the clinic only if child had symptoms. Other than that, they don't need to come back for follow-up for just suture injury. End of dictation.